Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Talk Shoe. Recorded live.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised. One New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror within society's face, he kicks them in the balls. I present to you Louis B. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Yeah, welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we play the most kick-ass unsigned artist. I search for the best music that you've never heard before. That's right, there is no mind control corporate bullshit here. No subliminal messages, just pure music. We play people who actually write their own stuff, which hopefully it'd be nice if they get signed, but since we live in a new world order type society where where the only people that get played are people with demonic messages in them or overly sexual overtones to destroy the psyche of children. It's hard. It is hard, but these people deserve to be recognized. And, I mean, look, I know there's a Polygraph Radio that plays nothing but truth or music, but what about the other bands that maybe they're not into 9/11? Maybe they don't talk about protest music and shit like that. But they have, it's feel-good music. It's music that you're like, yeah, real music. Music that's, you know, you can't always be talking about protesting and politics all the time. It's nice to have music there like that. It's nice to have a niche. But what about that free from everything niche? Just people who have pure, raw talent that just write for their, you know, for their selves, for they write because of experience they've had. Just not this stupid nonsense like, oh, I own this much cars and life's hard because people are after me because I have this money. No, what about music like back in the day, like, oh, my girl broke up with me, or my girl cheated on me, or my man cheated on me, or, you know, life is just hard because that's how it is, and just basically talking about hard shit. Or just you're angry, you wanna, you know, it's, you know, what about songs like that? I mean, it's, there hasn't been a real pure niche like that, like the original, back in the day, like real music like that. Now everything has to either have a message or it's controlled. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from Polygraph Radio. If you like music that's just constantly talking about New World Order and politics, fine. In fact, it should be there. It's a positive. It is positive, and it is necessary for it to be there. I mean, it is a necessary component to society. I truly believe that. But I mean, what about the people that are not controlled? Anyways, we're getting this started. We're going to, before we get started, we have the prayer for good radio by the Honorable Reverend X. Reverend X, take it away.
In the name of Jesus, repeat it after me, bitch. I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. God Almighty, you know, ruler of heaven, and earth and every goddamn thing in between. You understand me now? But you trust in the devil, huh? Well, if God send the devil in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, then motherfucker, you fucked up, huh? You fucked up, huh? You know your ass is doomed. What you got to speak? If you don't know shit to speak on this topic I'm bringing up, shut your goddamn ass up. Man, I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. It don't matter how you come with me. If you down doing what I'm talking about doing, lawyers and get this book open. Trained in these words to get the poor, the fatherless, and the widows up out of them penitentiaries. If you down with that? You ain't down with that? Shut your goddamn ass up.
That's right. If you're not down with what we're trying to do here, shut your goddamn ass up. Yeah, this is first group to start off. This is FFR, also known formerly known as Farther From Resolution. This is their song Still Ours.
Thank you.
they kick a lot of ass. They really do. We got they've actually been on the show. They got some shows coming up. May 6th. They're gonna be at Mulcahy's in Wantagh, New York. That's Long Island. Then they're also gonna be at Ollie's Point in also Amityville, New York. Also Long Island. Jake's Tavern, East Meadow, New York, Long Island, on June 12th. We're also they're a kick-ass band. Hopefully, what we're trying to do is actually try to get them into the city. Try to get them into New York City to play here. So, with that being said, definitely check them out. MySpace.com/FFRrock. That's FFR Rock. That's with two R's. So, it's FFR and then the word rock. So, definitely check them out. Put them on your friends list. Little sad news today. I had to get rid of the Almighty Terribles. We've been playing them on the show, but unfortunately, they just didn't want to stay in contact with me because of a certain problem we were having with somebody else, and they are friends with them, so Dave Cahill feels that he no longer, Crouch Out Radio Show is not needed. So, I mean, we wish him well. We wish him the best. Hopefully everything works out for him. Fortunately, we had to cut ties with Dave Cahill and the Almighty Terribles. So we will no longer be promoting them on the show. But if you want to, this is the last time we're going to promote them. This is, the Almighty Terribles. Just Google them after that, So just have to say it's sad news that you have to let people go, unfortunately, because shit happens when you try to be the good guy, when you try to do the right thing. It is a kind of a David Lacalle situation. I've spoke about that many times, but he's friends with someone who I don't agree with. Not that I don't agree with his politics. I agree with his politics, of course, but I don't put up with criminal shit going on. I will not put up with theft. I just won't. I won't put up with it. I won't deal with it, and I will expose it. So that's pretty much it. And the person I'm exposing. He's Dave Cahill of the Almighty Terribles is friends with him. So I guess he chose his side. So unfortunately, Dave, I'm sorry. If you ever want to come back, crouchoutradio@yahoo.com. Just let me know. But oh well. This has been, too bad that happens. Hey, we got Vortex up in the chat room. How you doing? How you doing, Vortex? We're going to move on right now, as we always do. We're going to play Section 8 Cartel. This is their song, Before You Leave. This is the live version, and so enjoy.
The song's called Before You Leave.
Woo! Woo!
I guess I'm this short.
is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
That was Section 8 Cartel with their song "Before You Leave." It's a live version. They're fantastic. They're fantastic live. We're gonna move on. We got a dive. We're gonna do a twofer. We're gonna be like the first song is "Change," and the next song will be "Take You There," both by Dive. Oh, oops, almost forgot. If you want to check out Section 8 Cartel, go to myspace.com/Section 8 Cartel. That's Section, the number 8, Cartel. In fact, friend them and stay tuned for future shows. So there you go.
Well, I let myself down, and I made myself cry, and I let myself go, like I gave up on life. I was telling myself I was living a lie, that I didn't exist, that the world let me die. And I took a step back, was it really that bad? I forget who I was, I forgot who I am. How did I get this far? How did I get this low? If I change, will they care? This won't work anymore.
Dive with their song "Change" on the Crowd Shot Radio Show. Definitely check them out. I think they got signed. I don't think I'm gonna be able to play them soon. Their debut album is coming out May 11th. Definitely pick that up. Get it off of iTunes, Zunes, Zencast, whatever. Oh, you know what? you know, this is how funny this. I'm going on their website to see if they got any shows to, for me to tell you guys. And the funny thing is, if anybody's ever been on MySpace, they've probably seen those FBI in dire need. And they show a guy in a SWAT team uniform with a kick-ass looking gun. And I'm looking at this as like, oh, look, that's a fat looking car with police on the side. Yeah, that's what they give you. That they give you a kick-ass ride like that to go fight crime in. Make $65,000 a year. Get the training and education to become an FBI. Go now. Yeah, no, you gotta go to fucking law school to be an FBI agent. You can't take some goddamn some goddamn online test to become an FBI agent. That's just a scam. I mean, but it's either a scam or to try to get people. To become police officers so that way they could snitch. Anyways, back to the band Dive. They got their record release party coming up. Yeah, that's May 11th. So it's the world. They're gonna be at Mexicali Live in Teaneck, New Jersey. They're gonna be at the Seaside Music Festival in Seaside Heights, New Jersey. On May 22nd and May 23rd, they're going to be at MMRBQ Susquehanna Bank Center with Stone Temple Pilots, Alice in Chains, 3 Day Grace, and more in Camden, New Jersey. They're going to be at Starland Ballroom in Sayreville, New Jersey on June 13th. July 14th, they're going to be playing the Vans Warped Tour at Darien Lake PAC in Darien Center, New York. Woo! So yeah, definitely check them out. In fact, I'm going to play their next song. This song is called Take You There by Dive.
Trying, I'll take you there. Yeah.
that was their song Dive with their song Take You There. We're going to take, again, go to myspace.com/dive. Jackie Mason, Jay Leno, afraid of Joker. Okay, well, anyways, yeah, we're gonna take a quick break. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, playing today's quick-ass unsigned artist and kicking the issues in the balls.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This podcast is proud to be a part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry, no ease, .com.
1, 2, ready, go.
Obama, 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 Obama.
Cause I got a crush on
Barack Obama. He's on to save the day.
This is Glenn Z. Are you sick and tired of all the mindless Obama worship in the mainstream media? If so, please consider visiting my website, www.wearechangenewjersey.org.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Into Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 5 to 7 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com. Save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy signals, waiting on hold, or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prices. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
In the name of
Shot Radio Show. Today we're doing the unsigned music party because tomorrow there ain't gonna be a show tomorrow because I'm going under the knife. Yes, I am finally getting some shit taken care of and I need it. I'll be too doped up tomorrow to do the show. So here's to getting his eye. Woo! So yeah, hopefully they're gonna give me some of them what you call opiates. And I'm going to be knocked out and be no good to nobody tomorrow. I'll be too high to do anything. So I figured I just phone it in, basically. No, I'm just kidding. Now I'm going to do the music show today. So that way I can have a 3-day weekend. And, yeah. So, yeah, be sure to tell your friends to freaking download the show. God damn, I could use some downloads. I need at least 60,000 downloads a week, if you guys could do that. A million the most, I mean, not the most, but, hey, if I get a million downloads, that'd be fucking fantastic. I'll be, Anyways, we're going to continue the show. This is Bread Fan from Canada. This is their song, Before Hours.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you.
their song before ours on the Crowd Shout Radio Show. In fact, let's play their second song before I promote this, promote their MySpace, which is MySpace.com/BrettFan. Of course, they're named after the Metallica song. But yeah, with that being said, let's play their song. Tasty Bitch. Vortex is in the chat room. They're gonna be doing a show. They're from Ontario. In fact, let me read their about, as they would say in Canada, or their about, as it's properly supposed to be pronounced. I'm just kidding. They're hailing from Toronto. BrettFan is an indie band that is bringing back the rock in an age saturated with overprocessed, radio-friendly corporate pop rock masquerading as real music. BrettFan is reminding people what it's like to be heavy, to turn up the amps, hit the distortion, and let the music speak for itself. BrettFan is a true rock and roll band influenced by punk rock and metal with a sound that is intensely solid. For over a decade, they've stayed true to their heavy metal and rock roots and have gained momentum playing numerous shows over the years at legendary Toronto venues, which I'm actually going to try to get them into New York, man. I passed the name off to a promoter, and hopefully BrettFan will be coming to NYC and start their domination of the states. So... they deserve, they, I mean, really, check them out, BreadFan, myspace.com/BreadFan. If you're in Canada, check out, they got some shows there. In fact, before I play the next thing, huh? Which I really, this is for Vortex in the chat room. Oh, wait. Manchester, for those of you that don't know, Manchester United is a very popular soccer team from the UK, where soccer actually means something to somebody. And I was just teasing Vortex in the chat room because he's a big fan of the rival team of them, and his team just got fonchnookered by Manchester United. So yeah, I just decided to Liverpool, where the Beatles are from. So you know, I decided. Oh, what's going on? Uh oh. And they wonder why we call them faggots. And seriously, UK wonders why we call them faggots with bullshit like this. Seriously. And really, if people actually, I've seen that movie, Green Street Hooligans. I've seen that movie Green. These people actually fight each other. They actually fight each other to the death over friggin' pride of a team that they have no say in. Like, your team stinks. No, your team stinks. All right, let's go someplace and fight to the death. Yeah, okay. Ridiculous. You said something bad about David Beckham. Guess what, motherfuckers? He's in the United States. He's playing soccer in the States. Whoops. And he sucks, too. And he's fucking sucking. Woo! 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 He plays in Los Angeles. Suckiest town in the world. Woo! And it's hilarious to me. It's like, okay, we're going to kill each other for this. All right, I see. Again, Green Street Hooligans. It's a good movie. It's a good movie, Green Street Hooligans, if you get a chance to see it. So, with that being said, we're going to be, this is the Salutation with their song, Far From Over.
Is how they like it, so they use me. And you, we have got to go. There's no room for non-conform abuse, or you're confused for uncontrollable. I see the faces when you said
earthquake can tolerate. Our tendency to treat every day like a holiday. There's no plans for nothing but the dance floor. Hot romance or something of the sort. Don't let me take it away. Don't let me take away. Now this is our night. We're about to carry us away. It's time to break away. It's time to break away. Sing it out loud. From over.
Farther from Resolution with their song, Far From Over. Oops, damn it. No, that wasn't Far From Resolution, my bad. That was The Salutation. I'm sorry. That was The Salutation from Texas, actually, with their song, Far From Over. I get confused very easily. Check them out. Go to myspace.com/The Salutation. They got a lot of shit going on in their blog, their website. They're kick ass, man. They're pretty good, man. Let me play their next song. This song is called Diagnosis.
You got a illness, we can get a paycheck. This is not a sickness, we can find some symptoms here. I got a list that will extend from here to there. Can't speak, can't sleep, something's impaired. Can't breathe, I can't speak, I need more than air. Called you prepare. If you knew a challenge, you'd hold on to something. But the lessons will last just to keep us going. With all these prescriptions and vacant solutions, I'm rather paralyzed, all the people get me down. Better.
in pain. You can be dissected, worked into a verse. I can swallow your lies and let it hide the hurt. No, I got a problem with my feeling this strong. You tell me that my feelings are wrong. Why aren't you listening? What kind of doctor is this and is this for real? When you're teaching and teaching to kill our creativity. Junior was counting you, hold on to something. Before my head will last just to keep it going. With all these prescriptions and faking solutions, our minds are turning off.
Got some upcoming drama. Ugh, more drama. Anyway, that was Diagnosis with The Salutation. Go to myspace.com/The Salutation. There was this band that I used to play, and they turned out to be a lesbian band, which wasn't, which I didn't really mind. But I stopped playing them because all they had was one song and they weren't replying to my emails. And I said, hey, you guys got any new stuff? You guys got any new stuff? Well, they didn't reply to me. So I decided to say, you know, fuck it. Let me take them off because I'm not going to promote a band that isn't going to give me new stuff. I'm like, I don't ask for much. I'm like, look, give me new music so that way I can continue promoting you guys. I'm doing you guys the favor. No one else is playing you guys. So I decided to take them off, and they sent me an email, and they were like, oh, if you're discriminating against us because we're gay, you know, not playing our music on your show, we will sue. And I basically emailed them, and I said, hey, go ahead. You wanna use your sexuality to give yourself priority over all the other bands I play? I got a lot of bands that I play on the show. And they want to be given priority because they're lesbians. It's ridiculous. And look, I'm not homophobic. I simply ask, hey, send me new music and I'll play it. Send me new music and I'll play it. After like the fifth email, me sending the messages and them ignoring it, you know, you assume that, hey, they don't want to be a part of the show anymore. They're ignoring you. And now you're not playing their music on their show anymore. It's simple as that. In fact, I just kicked off another band. They are a fantastic band. Unfortunately, they chose their side and they wanted to play the game when I sent them an email. Simply ask them, am I still allowed to play your music? Just asking. A simple yes or no answer. Oh, why are you threatening us? Because, hey, you want to be a part of the whole... that whole group here in New York and be part and try to make me look bad. Say, oh, he's threatening us. Oh, he's no. Only punk ass bitches threaten. I do. I'm not gonna give you a warning. If I'm angry with you enough for me to wanna pop you in the face, I'm just gonna show up and pop you in the face. I'm not gonna give you. The warning. I'm not going to give you the warning like, hey, I'm coming to pop you in the face. No, that's stupid. And any idiot that does it just proves that they're not serious in doing anything. If they're going to announce that they're going to hurt you, chances are they ain't going to do shit. Real badasses don't give no notices. They don't give no notices to be like, hey, officer, here's my confession that I popped this dude in the mouth. I've been threatening to do, you know, no, that's stupid. And hey, I thought Dave Cahill was a friend. I thought he was a friend, and I thought these, you know, I thought he was a friend. But hey, he doesn't want to respond to me. He just wants to say, oh, he's threatening me, when there was nothing in the email that I sent them threatening. It was just simple questions. I noticed he deleted me as a friend on Facebook, and I was like, okay, well then I'm not gonna allow him, if he's going to be, you know, if I'm not good enough to be his friend, then I'm not good enough to play his music. I guess that's fair, right? So if that causes some problems, that's gonna cause some problems. With these lesbian girls, hey, they're lesbian, but they want to use it to get priority over the other artists I play? No. Fucking throw me in jail then. Accuse me of a hate crime then. And then I'll play the gay band that I have. Oh, the gay band that I happily ever after. They're a gay band. They're predominantly homosexuals in that group. Oh yeah. Ooh, I'm such a homophobe. Woo! Yay! Yay! That's all I do is hate on gays. That's all I do. I'm such a homophobe. Yay! No, sweetie. If no one's gonna fucking respond to my emails. Yeah. So yeah. Again, they chose their side. So oh well. Anyway, Christy's got a show. I'll see her soon. Wow. Time just flew. Anyways, yeah. That's just basically the drama that's going on. Gonna be ending the show soon. Let me play this last song. This is, oh shit, okay, damn it, music, Crotchet Radio. I really should have picked, fuck it, this is Coro with his song, Let's Get Away. Good night, everybody. See you next week. This has been the Crotch Shot Radio Show. And, ooh, wait, I'm trying to end the fucking show. Wait. Uh-oh. 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 Yeah. Okay, let me... Task Manager. And, uh-oh. Ah, shit. Alrighty. Yeah, I'm trying to end the show. And, yeah, we're going to have to end the task. Alrighty. Then what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to bring up the thing again. And, yeah, so with that, I am going to, ending the show is technical difficulties is fun. It's fun as hell. Let me sign back in and hurry up and end the show. We got somebody else in here. Yeah, we're ending the show. This has been the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Yeah, tomorrow there ain't going to be a show because I'm going to be knocked the hell out. I got juzugs. And please rate, and subscribe to the show on iTunes, Zoom, Zencast. If you're on TalkShoe, definitely please leave us a comment, leave us a rating. Tell us where we could do better. So that's the problem. So, yeah. Alrighty.